Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MG, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout out before we begin to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who supported me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So big shout out thank you to Mr. Big Bence, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Neo Royal, Nick S, Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, and Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another in the Lightning Build series, where I bring amazing guests from the community on to try to build an EDH deck blind date style in about 10 to 15 minutes using a commander that they don't know until we are live and recording. So today's guest is Astral Flame from the Draw for Turn podcast. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, MD. Pleasure to be back.
All right, no problem. So, as we do here on the Lightning Build series, I have curated a list of legendary creatures from throughout Magic's history that I feel do not necessarily have one specific way to build around them. Again, these cover all five colors of the color pie. Some are monocolored, some are multicolored. I just feel that there's a lot of really interesting, potentially unexplored avenues for deck building with a lot of these creatures, and I like to challenge people to see how they would build a conceptual deck shell in about 10 to 15 minutes around some of these cards. And when I say a deck shell, I mean, you know, some of the main cards you may see in this deck, maybe a win condition, and just we'll just see what happens with this particular card. So if you're ready here, Astral, I am going to give you your commander.
I am all set.
All right. Your challenge for today. I know you like goblins. I know you like red, so I think you'll like this one. Your challenge today, sir, is to build, out of Champions of Kamigawa, Benben Aki Hermit. Benben Aki Hermit is a 1-1 goblin shaman that costs 2 red. Has a tap ability. It says Benben Aki Hermit deals damage to target attacking creature equal to the number of untapped mountains you control. And take it away.
Okay, so I'm looking at Benben here. Obviously, we're mono red 4 mana. Instantly, to me, that tells me we can really do a low mana curve type of deck. And take it into a fact of we need to deal damage to an attacking creature and do it to our own creature. So I'm thinking our win condition right off the bat, honestly, is going to be Brash Taunter. And we're going to try to combine this with some big mana red using like a Thornbite Staff or Umber Mantle to untap and retap Benben to infinitely hit Brash Taunter to hit our opponents. This is going to take in some mana. So I'm definitely considering in like probably 12 to 14 ramp to make sure we consistently get Benben out, have mana accessible, can get stuff up. Soul Ring could go in there. Gauntlet of Power would be great. Arcane Signet, just because Felwar Stone, the usual hitters. But definitely in like the 14 ramp style. Land wise, I don't know that I'd really deviate much except running basic lands in this. I don't think I'd want to go outside of that because we want Benben to continually be able to hit the creature. Maybe we do like some Rogue's Passage or something, Evolving Wilds and Terramorphic Expanse, so we can continually just filter out our deck a little bit, draw into our better spells. We get to have some really cute draw with things like Light Up the Stage. We can do You Find Some Prisoners for some fun. We can kind of get into maybe the new Chandra even, you know, add a mana or exile the top. Interesting ways with that. Removal wise, I think is where we get really cute though, because we get to run some of my favorite spells like Tybalt's Trickery and Mage's Contest. We can blow away our opponents with some red counter spells. We can throw in Pyroblast or Blue Elemental Blast if we want that specific targeting on blue permanents, but the Tybalt's Trickery and Mage's Contest I think is a great choice. Chaos Warp always feels fantastic to me in mono red. You can never say no to just decking in a permanent and taking it away. And then single target removal stemming from that too. We can do like maybe in a braid, even something like a reiterate or not a reversal, reverberate, so we can change the target of specific spells, like a wild ricochet type of situation. So we can cause chaos, confuse our opponents, and continually get out our commander pretty quick, and then use Brash Taunter as our big finale. Maybe we run things like Wrath of God and Fire Emancipation, so that damage is tripled. Like I said, Umber Mantle, untap, retap, because we can probably trigger Wave for infinite mana. If we do Jeskha's Will, ensure someone has 7 cards in hand, and we do Reiterate with its buyback paid, so we're continually making 1 mana ad infinitum. And if we're worried about storage of mana, I mean, we could always run like Leyline Tyrant. That to me is just a way we could save up a big bunch of red mana, because let's say Leyline Tyrant goes in for the attack, and suddenly we Brash Taunt, we Ben Ben Aki Hermit, and target Leyline. We have infinite red funneled in. We're just going to deck someone immediately for like infinite red mana that we funneled in and stored in our mana pool. It feels like there's a couple of really fun ways. Continually, like, we could use it as a board control package to take down our opponent's creatures. Maybe run some goad mechanics in the deck. You know, continually force our opponents to have themselves decking each other in the face with their creatures, so ours don't have to do the work, and then we can take down their big hitters. If their commander's forced to attack, you know, Ben Ben can take down their commander, sending them back until we get our combo going. Maybe we focus on a little bit of some land destruction to keep our opponents at bay while we're looking good. So a Cleansing Wildfire, you know, what if they're running green with Gaia's Cradle? You don't want Gaia's Cradle sticking around. That could be some super fun stuff. We also have to run, I think, some really interesting other cards too that doesn't always come up. Brass's Bounty would be a card I'd probably put in the ramp package. Comes in at 7 mana, but for each land you control, you create a treasure token. And we're going to have some pretty quick effective mana rocks at like 14, 15 ramp. So we'll be able to cast this out probably relatively early, turn 5, maybe turn 4. You know, maybe we run in a Goldspan Dragon in the list. Suddenly our treasures tap for double. We could kind of maybe do a treasure sub theme. And we look at like the Hellkite Tyrant. We steal our opponent's artifacts, and if we can't deck him out using Brash Taunter getting hit by Ben Ben Aki Hermit, we can Hellkite Tyrant, use an extra turn spell, like Final Fortune, or even Alchemist's Gambit that you couldn't really do. But yeah, so Final Fortune, take an extra turn, and then it's our upkeep. We have 20 artifacts, we suddenly win the game. What else would we want to do? I feel like we'd want some synergistic cards. So, I mean, like, for sure, Fire Emancipation. We'd want Furnace of Wrath. We want damage doublers. Maybe we'd want to factor in some wheel effects to continually cycle in cards so we hit what we need. So, Reforge the Soul, Wheel of Misfortune would actually be a really fun one. Because then we're forcing opponents to potentially take some life. We could decide we've got what we need in hand. Ben Ben's on the field. And we just force someone to maybe take like 5 to 6 to 10 damage. Probably what do we want. Active Aggression could be some really cute stuff as well. Steal our opponent's creatures. Again, deck them with it. We probably also would want to run Thorolf as well. And maybe we do things like Blasphemous Act, an Hour of Devastation. Maybe not Devastation, because that takes away our indestructibility. But Blasphemous Act would feel good, especially with Thorolf. And we kind of go into, we have like a 3-sec package. We could do, you know, Brash Taunter, untap, retap, Ben Ben Aki Hermit, infinite mana to continually hit Taunter, deck out our opponents. Maybe we're Thorolf, big burn spell, like Blasphemous Act to wipe the board, and then all that extra damage gets sent to our opponents, and Furnace of Wrath and Fire Emancipation trigger, and they're all extra to double to triple if, you know, best case, both are on the field. Or maybe at worst case, we're artifacts sub-themed for that extra mana, and we're like Hellkite Tyrant. Because there's a lot of synergies that'll draw over in each of those packages, whether it be ensuring we have consistent ramp to get our cards out, because Ben Ben's probably going to die. He is only a 2-2, and you do usually need a backup. But in that same way, it does let us thin our deck out a bit. We have consistent ways to recast things, and we can play all our big stuff. And I mean, like I said, even like the Leyline Tyrant suddenly dying, and you get to go and just hit someone with a big amount of infinite mana you've maybe funneled in. We could also try to run something like Ranged Nimbus. Like, if we're in on the goad plan for board clears, like, we run like a couple big red board cleared spells, but we do disrupt decorum, or we could run something like Ranged Nimbus and just force our opponents to have target creature to attack if it can. Nesting Dragon would get like a little sub theme of landfall, maybe. Like, there's Tunneling Geode. Whenever land enters the battlefield, it deals one damage to each opponent. Probably would have to run Thorbrand too, because if we're on the damage package, we're going to want extra damage done where we can, especially by our red sources. So any combat damage, I mean, doubling strike damage, Heartless Haidetsugu actually would be hilarious for our deck too. Depending what we need to hit for damage done, if we can hit ourselves for an odd life and we get everyone else to an even life, and then have the damage be doubled for the turn, that would just be instant game over as long as they're on an even life, because Haidetsugu just hits everyone for even total, and if you double it, it just takes them completely out. I think that's probably what I would do. That leads to me to what I think. I'd want to go for that three big strategy, like Brash Taunter or Force Goad Combat or Infinite Mana in for just hitting someone for a big damage, or like Torolf and blast everyone out. Smooth up on the removal with interesting counter spells to really catch them off guard or redirect where spells are going to go for target. Run like 15 ramp. Probably have like 15 support cards. Maybe you're looking at like something like Fumiko or Koth, like extra mana generation on the side or additional card advantage where you can. I don't really think this would be something for it doesn't feel like a possibility storm type of deck. But you could definitely, like I mentioned, the sub theme of landfall just to get in that little points of damage where you can. Even just things casting wise, Guttersnipe probably not. Nah, Guttersnipe wouldn't fit here. Haidetsugu definitely would fit in. You could probably get away. You'd definitely want to run like a Magus of the Moon, just disrupt everyone else's lands, and you've got all the red mana. Mana Geyser would be like a fantastic ramp spell here. If you catch everyone tapped out on five lands on turn five, suddenly you have 15 red that you can funnel in and do some cool stuff with. And the artifact sub theme, like Hellkite Tyrant, could be like your sort of finale way if any of the other strategies didn't win. And you probably like life gain is something that comes up with commander sometimes, because like Sera's Descendant is a common one drop to see in white, especially because it starts off as a 6/6 flying lifelink. So maybe we need to like some life loss prevention. Maybe we need things like a Rampaging Ferocidon or even like a Roiling Vortex, just to ensure we can negate the life gains on opponent's turn. And Roiling Vortex is going to continually ping everyone for one, and if Torbrand's out, it's going to ping everyone for three on each of their turns except for us. So that could be also a really fun one. I think that would definitely be the way I would go about the list for sure.
Wow, I must, or may I say that that is absolutely and utterly terrifying. I mean, Brash Tauntering with Benben basically making infinite damage, that is, wow. Yeah, that's a thing.
It's a fun thing.
Wow, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to get out of this, and then within like 30 seconds you basically say, well, Benben and a Brash Taunter causing infinite damage. Wait, what? Oh man, I mean, I like it, but it's also just terrifying. I'm just gonna be clear with that.
But it's Ben then.
Sure. And the funny thing is, no one will ever see it coming, honestly, because this commander is no one's really ever seen it before, honestly, or the majority of players haven't ever seen it before. So, it just kind of comes in and then it just wreaks havoc. It wrecks people so quickly.
Absolutely. And he's a little girl that wants to have fun.
Wow, and if nothing else, you can also tap him to just be an instant speed combat trick to just kill something attacking you. It's the flexibility there is honestly insane now that you bring that up.
Yeah, like and especially if you're running everything as basic mountains, or I mean, I guess worst case, you Blood Moon and suddenly all your lands are mountains.
Oh no. But I mean, it's good because you're a mono red, so you're screwing with your opponents while helping yourself. It's like the anti-Urborg in a way, I guess.
Exactly.
Oh man, that's insane. Well, Astral, I want to thank you for taking the time to build this very, very, very terrifying deck on here. This is going to be in my nightmares tonight, I'm sure.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me, MJ.
And again, since you are on the Draw for Turn podcast, where can people find that if they're interested in hearing about your other builds or in hearing your podcast that you're involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check out the Draw for Turn podcast at twitter.com/drawforturn or on YouTube. We're also on most podcast platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. You can also find me on Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Astral's Flame. We generally record the show twice a month on my channel. I'll do Commander Nights or Commander Brews on my channel as well. So if anyone's ever looking for an interesting brew, I mean, reach out to me, hit me up. I'm always looking for a good challenge.
Sounds good. And if you're interested in hearing any of the other lightning builds that I've done on this podcast, or just any of the podcasts I've done in general, you can find those on the same podcast outlets. And again, they've already been said, so I don't remember half of them, but if it's a major podcast outlet, you can probably find this podcast. You can also find me on the Twitters at MDG in quarantine. I'd like to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtgandquarantine. So thank you to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Neo Royal, Nick S, Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, and Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtgandquarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.